from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Many analysts of this year's presidential contest think it will come down to the 47 Electoral College votes of Ohio and Florida. And those are the states where you'll find the candidates this weekend. President Bush campaigned today in Florida, where his razor-thin win gave him the presidency in 2000. Democratic challenger John Kerry goes to Florida tomorrow. He was in Ohio today. NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Don.
Hi, Jennifer.
Senator Kerry has been to Ohio so often, he could probably register to vote there. Is he able to make his message sound at all new and fresh?
He does manage to make it fresh by incorporating current events. What he's been doing on this latest stop is really turning the administration's own words against them. Treasury Secretary John Snow was in Ohio earlier this week, and it was during that appearance that he reacted to criticism of President Bush's policies by saying it's a myth. He used the word myth that the president's policies have led to these job losses. And John Kerry today held up the front page of a local newspaper from Findlay, Ohio. The Courier is the paper. And there's the story with Snow right on the front page, a very upbeat assessment of the economy from Snow. But then Kerry points to the articles around it. Just to the left of that article on the front page is the headline, Study, 39 million in U.S. in working poor families. Right above it, above the fold, another story, schools pondering budget cuts. And Kerry uses that to, again, make the point that the administration is just not in touch with reality.
Senator Kerry is also making an issue now of the shortage of flu vaccine this fall. Let's listen to him talking in Xenia, Ohio.
We got people standing in line for hours on end, some of them in their 70s and 80s, hoping to be among the lucky ones to get it. And every day our healthcare workers struggle with what could be a life or death decision as to who's going to wind up getting a shot.
Senator Kerry says this is just another example of the administration dropping the ball of poor planning on a critical domestic issue. He also pokes fun at the president, saying that the president's solution is to say he's going to work with Canada to try to get more vaccines. And then the senator says, isn't this the same guy who has blocked the reimportation of drugs from Canada?
The president was also on the attack today. He noted the one-year anniversary of Senator Kerry's vote against $87 billion in funding for Iraq and Afghanistan.
Senator Kerry apparently decided supporting the troops, even while they were in harm's way, was not as important as shoring up his own political position. At a time of great threat to our country, at a time of great challenge in the world, the Commander-in-Chief must stand on principle, not the shifting sands of political convenience.
The president continues to make the case that John Kerry is inconsistent on national security issues. And the White House also feels it gets to Kerry's character. And that line of attack has been a consistent throughout the entire campaign. Now, the other thing the president did today in Fort Lauderdale is he signed new legislation aimed at tracking and stopping anti-Semitism around the globe. So that, again, is seen as an effort to take a particular piece of legislation, sign it, highlight it in a place where there is a large Jewish vote. The president hopes to do better among the Jewish vote than he did 4 years ago.
NPR's Don Gagne, thanks so much.
My pleasure.